All but one tenant has moved out of the rundown Lake Arbor Apartments in West Charlotte after the owners ordered everyone out to make way for renovations. But a legal battle with the landlords continues, and tenants last week won a round, just as it appeared the complex was about to be sold to new investors. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Two tenants filed a proposed class action suit last June against Lake Arbor's New York-based owners. They're trying to get back thousands of dollars in rent and fees they say the owners collected illegally while their apartments were failing health and safety inspections. The owners still face fines for problems including mold, leaky roofs, bugs, and broken heating and air conditioning units. Last week, a Mecklenburg County judge allowed the tenants to attach a legal claim worth up to $1.3 million on the Lake Arbor property and bank accounts. That's to cover any future payments if the tenants win their case, says Charlotte lawyer Julian Wright, who represents the tenants.
We learned that the out-of-state landlords who own the apartment complex were going to sell the apartment complex. And we wanted to make sure that there would be a pile of money at the end of the litigation to be able to pay any judgment.
Wright says the request is allowed under state law to prevent out-of-state defendants from moving their money and assets out of state. The order means anyone who buys the complex would be liable for up to $1.3 million if the tenants win the suit, says Wright.
The out-of-state defendants can't simply take their money that they get from the sale of the property and park that somewhere that potentially our clients wouldn't have access to it.
Lake Arbor's owners are two limited liability companies affiliated with Reed Property Group of Brooklyn, New York. They've been negotiating since last June to sell the 288-unit complex to another New York-based real estate company, URS Capital, according to an investment prospectus circulating among investors. That document says URS would pay $16.25 million and spend another $9 million to rehab the complex. That's far more than the current owners were planning to spend. The buyers eventually would reopen Lake Arbor with higher monthly rents than the previous range of $625 to $975. And there's more to the story about the sale. Charlotte City Council member Julie Isolt said a Charlotte group with plans to keep Lake Arbor rents affordable also had been hoping to buy it, but got outbid. With Charlotte facing a big shortage of affordable housing, that's frustrating, says Isolt.
It's sort of the classic example of what the problem is, that we have limited ability to and leverage to be able to get control of a naturally occurring affordable housing unit if the owner decides to sell to somebody at a higher price.
For now, the property is nearly vacant. Eric Rosenwood, a Charlotte lawyer for the owners, said in an email that they're working with the lone remaining tenant who's had trouble finding housing. Rosenwood would not comment on either a possible sale or the legal case. He said renovations are scheduled to begin in March. Meanwhile, social service agencies have been trying to find housing for those displaced by the shutdown of Lake Arbor. As of this week, about 90 of 128 families interviewed were in new housing, according to the United Way. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.